Republican Party officials have voted to punish two of their own, and there are new comments on January 6th from former Vice President Mike Pence. It's a lot to cover tonight with CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane, who joins us live. Scott, new tonight, of course, these comments from Mike Pence, former Vice President. He says Donald Trump was wrong in claiming Pence could have overturned the results of the 2020 election.
Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election. And Kamala Harris will have no right to overturn the election when we beat them in 2024.
He said so in remarks to the Federalist Society in Florida. The applause only came after the mention of Kamala Harris. Based on your reporting, Scott, what's happening with this strongest pushback yet from Pence?
It happened just about an hour or so after the RNC censured Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, the two Republican members of Congress who are on the House Select January 6th committee. So it was an evening and an afternoon that was really a study in contrasts. You had blowback against Republicans who acknowledge the severity of January 6th and are part of the Select Committee. Then you have Mike Pence pushing back on former President Trump. So it was a startling contrast. But what the former vice president said at this moment is the most salient thing, the most striking thing he said since January 6, 2021, when the mob went into the Capitol, some of whom were screaming, "Hang Mike Pence."
Scott, on that censure resolution, it describes those who attacked the Capitol on January 6th of last year as, quote, ordinary citizens engaged in a legitimate political discourse. Based on your reporting, what is your analysis of this, especially that last part where the RNC now appears to be labeling the Capitol riot as something less than an attack and more people simply exercising their constitutional rights?
It's very symmetrical of what former President Trump's been saying over the past few days as he issues an increasing number of statements about January 6th. There's a parallel between what the RNC says and former President Trump says, and that's not a coincidental parallel. But Congresswoman Liz Cheney immediately posted on social media about that phrase, showing videos of that Game of Thrones style assaulting of police on January 6th, saying this was not a political or a peaceful protest. But also, this is not happening in a vacuum. This phraseology by the RNC, this way of defining January 6th as a peaceful protest, is happening at the same moment the U.S. Justice Department is going to the courts to prosecute these 730-plus criminal defendants and saying unambiguously what happened January 6th was a riot. It was not a peaceful protest. The RNC did today, with that statement, what former President Trump has been saying about January 6th, complicates matters for the prosecutors as they seek justice for that day.
Let's turn to Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes. We understand he spent 6 hours with the January 6th House Committee. What have you learned?
He actually appeared virtually, Dimitri, from his federal prison cell in Oklahoma. He spoke, his attorney says, for 6 hours, but invoked the Fifth Amendment an awful lot. According to his defense attorney, he spoke about his upbringing, his law school time, his military career, and his decision to found the Oath Keepers, and spoke about what the Oath Keepers are to him. But he wouldn't speak about what happened after the fall of 2020 with the Oath Keepers. And that's really the bullseye for this House January 6th committee. They want to know what happened in the weeks before January 6th and what happened that day. That being said, Stuart Rhodes is facing seditious conspiracy charges, and his defense lawyers didn't want him speaking too much about what happened that day for risk of complicating his criminal case. So they invoked the Fifth Amendment many times, but it seems like he still had many things to say.
And his estranged wife is describing him as dangerous. The first January 6th trial, by the way, is on the horizon. What's going on there, Scott?
It's actually going to happen this month, Del. I mean, we're on schedule for the first trial to happen the last day of the month, February 28th. And it's not just a mid-level defendant. This is one of the higher-tier defendants, a man by the name of Guy Reffitt of Dallas, Texas. He's one of the few accused of having a gun on his person amid the mob. It's scheduled to go to trial. We expect the D.C. federal courthouse to reopen to jurors Monday. It's been closed for weeks because of Omicron. It'll reopen, it'll be a trial, and it will be the first canary in the coal mine, the first trial for a January 6th case. A lot to watch on both sides.
We will be following your reporting very closely, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Scott McFarlane, CBS News congressional correspondent.